Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, lower 60s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, patchy frost, mid-30s, winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, mid-60s, winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies, around 40. For Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 43.
Kansas Mid-American at Work News, Good Friday. A 27-year-old Wichita woman is charged with first-degree murder and felony child abuse in the death of her one-year-old daughter. Nariah Dilley is jailed on a $250,000 bond after making her first court appearance yesterday. Our news partners at KAKE TV report officers found Dilley's daughter in critical condition after responding to a call about an infant not breathing on Saturday. The girl later died at a hospital. Police said she suffered from trauma to her body. A criminal complaint alleges Dilley tortured or cruelly beat her daughter. Dilley's next court appearance is set for the 28th of this month. Harrington Police Chief John Matula and Assistant Chief Curtis Tyra appeared in Dickinson County Court yesterday, both being charged with misdemeanors for trespassing and damaging property. The charges stem from an incident in May in which Matula and Tyra forcibly entered a home without a search warrant. They'll next appear in court on November 5th for a status hearing. I'm Rick Averett with Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
My dog, Mojo, was half beagle and half coonhound. He ate everything in sight. He would swallow things whole, including a chicken carcass, a bird nest with a bird in it, and assorted stones and sticks. We had to take him to the veterinary emergency room. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing on his feet and chewing the hair right off of his legs, being irritated, lethargic, and just not the same dog.
DINOVITE.com.
When we put him on the Dynavite, he took right to it. All of these symptoms disappeared.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Something that he actually likes to eat. You need to put him on Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
If you love your dog, you don't just want him healthy, you want him to be happy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
The National Weather Service now saying that 7 tornadoes touched down in southwest Kansas Tuesday evening and Wednesday morning. All of those tornadoes weak and hit rural areas, limiting damage. An EF1 was reported to have traveled from Sublette to Copeland. Several pivot irrigation systems were flipped by that storm. Another one in Howell, west of Dodge City, after 10 o'clock Tuesday night. Storms also reported in the Spearville and Hanston areas, along with northwest of Greensburg. The Edwards County town of Fellsburg also reported a tornado, and also a tornado in Edwards County that touched down southwest of Truesdale. Again, no injuries reported during the tornadic activity. Yesterday, hundreds of protesters rallied outside Spirit AeroSystems in Wichita after announcing that all employees must get a COVID vaccine with no exceptions. KWCH-TV reports the union says several employees have either left the company or announced they would leave the company over the vaccine mandate. Mid-America Network News.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. 17 Nebraska lawmakers voicing support for Kellogg cereal workers who are on strike at the company's Omaha plant and others. The senators sent a letter to Kellogg's CEO and the company's labor contract negotiating team to show solidarity with the unionized workers. The letter asks Kellogg's to continue to work in good faith to ensure that employees are compensated with wages and benefits that match their work and dedication to the company. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts has signed an executive order that will let drug counselors, physical therapists, and other health professionals practice in their field, even if they're not licensed in Nebraska. The order signed this week is aimed at addressing staffing shortages that have grown worse during the coronavirus pandemic. The order is part of an effort to increase the number of health care professionals by relaxing the state's license requirements. The order will remain in effect through the end of the year. Mid-America Network News.
Rank Seed has been breeding better seeds for generations. Each year, Rank invests tens of millions of dollars to support DNA-level breeding and new trait development. This dedication to research has resulted in numerous insect-resistant, herbicide, and drought-tolerant traits in our lineup. Rank Seed utilizes the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our farmers. From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Around a dozen patrons and a couple of board members from the Axtell School District were in attendance Thursday as Marshall County Commissioners met in special session to discuss COVID protocols surrounding quarantine and isolation. After a 20-minute executive session with the Marshall County Health Nurse, commissioners recommended that Axtell stay with its current COVID-19 protocols. Later in the day, USD 113 held a special board meeting to revisit the district plan for safe return to in-person instruction and continuity of services. County Councilor Jason Brenniger at the commissioner's meeting.
The KDHE has set rules, procedures, and guidelines with both those who are infected and those who are exposed. Those KDHE guidelines are the law of the state of Kansas, whether you're in Marshall County, Nemaha County, or any other county. Furthermore, those are the KDHE guidelines, not Marshall County guidelines. You don't have the authority to change those without specific and significant findings. You have not expressed any desire to change those.
Marshall County currently reports 19 active COVID cases with two hospitalizations. A COVID spike in Washington County has positive cases at the highest level since the pandemic began, with the health department reporting 54 as of Wednesday, with seven hospitalizations. 48 cases a month ago had fallen by more than half before the recent upsurge. COVID vaccination efforts continue, as well as the rollout of the Pfizer booster shots, and the traditional flu shot campaign has also begun. Axtell High School football homecoming is Friday. Queen candidates are Ashley Scala, Kennedy Dieters, Lily McClellan, and Aspen Bussing. King candidates are Ian Scala, Wyatt Dieters, and Noah Scheibe. A parade and pep rally are planned Friday at 2 o'clock downtown, with coronation at 6 before the game with Wetmore. Kansas Cowboy Jim Gray will present a program on the early days of ranching and trail driving in Kansas this Sunday afternoon at the Pony Express Barn and Museum in Marysville. His talk at 2 p.m. Sunday is free and open to the public, with the museum open free as well Sunday from 1 until 4. A journalist blogger from the Netherlands, Layla Frank, spent the past week in Washington as she visited 8 Washingtons across the U.S., developing a podcast on change and the driving factors within communities. She met with local citizens, business, and community leaders in conversations that included local challenges.
Things that Washington, Kansas struggles with goes for a lot of rural towns and like small towns, is the decline of population. And so what I talked about a lot in school, but also at the hospital and to business owners and to the farmers is how do you fight that and what do you need for that? And one of the problems in Washington, Kansas is a shortage of housing for different income groups. Because there is work, but people also want to live where they work, and that's kind of hard. When it comes to the farmers, there's a labor shortage, so how do you fix that? So we talked about all of those issues. And honestly, the school is where poverty was mentioned the most explicit, but it's not something people really like to talk about, and I understand that. But I mean, finding houses for people to live in, that's a very basic one, so that people can actually work and earn their way out of poverty. I mean, earning sounds very, maybe even American, but I mean, can start making money and grow out of poverty.
Layla Frank will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
Well, I'm Amsterdam born and raised. Amsterdam is the capital of the Netherlands. I am a city girl in a rural area right now. I have always worked in politics and communications. When I was 39, which is 3 years ago, I decided to switch to journalism. America has always played a big part, a big role in my life in different phases. It's too complex, so I will not get in there. But I've always spent a lot of time here, and right now I'm an independent journalist. I spent 6 months a year in the States and 6 months a year in Amsterdam.
The Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday, October 15th. This distribution is only for those who qualify financially. If you're not already signed up, you may do so at the distribution. Please bring along a copy of a proof of income they can keep with your application. Boxes will be handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center. The distribution Friday, October 15th, 9 to 11 a.m., again for income-qualified Marshall County residents only. Charles R. McLean, age 95, of Wymore, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Sunday, 1:30, at the Wymore United Methodist Church. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 6 until 7:30, at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home, Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Charles McLean. Rebecca Becky A. Pinkham, age 66, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Becky Pinkham. Betty A. Raymond, age 75, of Vermilion, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service Monday at 10:30 at Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8, at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Betty Raymond. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Swiss steak, cheesy potatoes, sliced carrots and apricots, Monday pulled pork, chips, cucumber salad, and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time 7:16.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, a low pressure system and a front is continuing to push off towards the east. It looks like across our area we'll have clearing skies for this Friday. High pressure system will build as we head into tonight through the weekend, bring in sunny skies and dry weather, and that will continue into the early parts of next week. We are definitely seeing some cooler temperatures, especially the overnight lows we'll see in the upper 30s. The good news is we'll see winds back out of the south as we head into Sunday. Into the early parts of next week, we'll see temperatures back into the 70s. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, lower 60s with wind gust at 20. Tonight, clear skies, patchy frost in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-60s. Tomorrow night, clear, low of 40. For Sunday and Monday, sunny skies back into the 70s. That's your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-October 70, record high on this date 92, the average low 45, and the record low 24. Sunrise this morning 7:37, sunset this evening at 6:49.
Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville is inspired by their understanding of seniors and their needs, striving to serve each person and his or her needs uniquely, individually, and holistically. They strive to create a compassionate community that enhances the quality of life for those whose whole lives they touch. Facilities for assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, hospice, and senior day services available. Visit their website at CambridgePlaceSeniorCare.com. Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville.
46 degrees ahead of sunrise, and that's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 15th of October. Key and DY News Time, 7:19.
A gut-wrenching thriller in the decisive Game 5, and the NHL's newest franchise gets its first ever win. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. It's been a season filled with trials and tribulations for Cody Bellinger, but with the game tied at 1 in the top of the ninth, the Dodgers' first baseman delivered for the defending champs with arguably his biggest hit of the season.
Here comes a 1-2 from Duvall. Finds one in the right center field for a base hit. Turner will score. Lux is on his way to third. Bellinger with the biggest hit of his career.
The call on KLAC, Bellinger's run-scoring single broke the tie while Max Scherzer came on to get the final three outs. The Dodgers outlasted the Giants 2-1 to take Game 5 of the National League Division Series and advance to the League Championship Series. After the game, Bellinger said he knew his season of struggle would prepare him for this moment.
I learned a lot from the season, and now it's postseason, so... just keep having faith in the Lord and keep having faith in myself.
The Dodgers will face the Braves in the NLCS beginning tomorrow night. Thursday night football opened week 6 of the NFL. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers soared to new heights in Philadelphia.
Here's the snap. Brady, play action fake, dropping, flush out of the pocket. Looks toward you. Throws the ball. Caught ball at the 5. Antonio Brown, touchdown Tampa Bay.
On the Buccaneers radio network, an injured thumb didn't stop Brady from throwing for nearly 300 yards and 2 touchdowns. Leonard Fournette added 2 rushing scores. The Bucs held off a late comeback by the Eagles for a 28-22 win. NHL, October 14, 2021, a date that will live forever for the league's latest expansion franchise.
Face-off win for Seattle. Right side. Donskoy in front. Wendberg a chance. Rebound. They score! 2-1. Power play goal.
On sports radio KJR, behind a pair of Brandon Tanev goals, the Seattle Kraken skated past the Nashville Predators 4-3 for the franchise's first ever win in just its second game. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
High school football Thursday, Falls City Sacred Heart took Diller Odell 73-14. Friday games, Marysville entertains Clay Center, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights hosting Jackson Heights, live on FM 95.5. Hanover plays host to Lynn. Frankfort kicks off at Thunder Ridge. Axtell is hosting Wetmore. Washington County home to Clifton Clyde. Centralia's at Linden. Southern at Exeter Milligan Friend.
Tune in this Friday as Marysville heads back home to take on Clay Center on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and Valley Heights takes on Jackson Heights at home on FM 95.5.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Deere and Company couldn't reach an agreement with workers on a 6-year labor contract, prompting thousands of employees to strike on Thursday. Members of the United Auto Workers overwhelmingly rejected a contract previously agreed on by the union's leadership and the tractor maker. After weeks of negotiations, UAW leadership and the world's biggest farm equipment maker reached agreements on wages and other benefits. But 90% of the union's workers voted against the deal. The tentative deal covered roughly 10,000 production and maintenance employees in 14 facilities scattered around the U.S. The company says it remains committed to reaching a new agreement, adding it hadn't figured out a timeline for finishing the negotiations. The rejected contract proposal would have given a 5% wage hike for some workers, 6% boost to others. A source familiar with negotiations said the workers understand they had to make concessions in the past. Now want some of those back, with Deere doing financially well. The strike is taking place in the middle of harvest, making it difficult for farmers to find parts for their tractors and their combines. The Biden administration announcing a series of steps in the private and public sector to help address the continuing supply chain crisis in the U.S. The White House actions are intended to help goods move faster and strengthen the resiliency of American supply chains. Operations at the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles are moving to 24/7 operations. Those two spots take about 40% of all containers coming into the U.S. and are on track to reach record import numbers by 2021. Biden says this is an across-the-board commitment to be going 24/7. The president says it's the first big step in speeding up movement of materials and goods through our supply chains. But now, he said, we need the rest of the private sector to step up as well. Biden also said strengthening the supply chain will continue to be his team's focus. If federal support is necessary, he'll direct them to do all appropriate actions. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
MarysvilleLivestock.com is your up-to-date resource for upcoming sale dates, early consignments, and sale day results. Go online anytime from your computer or from your phone. And remember, you can now register to get an online bidder number at LMAauctions.com with details on the Sale Barn website. Or give manager Greg Bennett, his staff, or any of their fieldmen a call direct. Cattle sales every Thursday with consignments and now results as well online at MarysvilleLivestock.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's your latest Larry Steckling report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, folks, we've got a new tax plan being laid out by this president, Biden, and it's got all kinds of people humming and singing and disagreeing. And I got to tell you, who are you going to believe? That's the million-dollar question. Mr. Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack says 98.9% of the farmers won't be impacted by Biden's tax plan. But tax experts and economists around the country who are trying to figure out what they're saying in this bill disagree totally. Who are we going to believe? Well, the Secretary of Agriculture says he understands the criticism. He says it's one thing if what's proposed were that the only folks who qualify for the exemption were total farmers. He said it depends on how you look at it. Well, it depends on a lot of things, like who writes the check, Mr. Secretary. One of the things that we're finding out is that the only folks who qualify for an exemption are those whose families continue to operate and own the farm. But they've forgotten in their calculations, in their review about the exemption levels of $1 million per person, $2 million for a couple, that won't go very far, number one, especially the way the market's been. And when you apply that combined with the exemption for owner and operator, you get 98% of the farms, almost 99%, the Secretary of Agriculture says, not covered by this. Well, some of these experts who really spend a lot of time on taxes say, in fact, one of them is Paul Neffer. He's a CPA. He says that the USDA needs to parse their database to only include farmers who make a living from farmers, not from other entities. It's a detailed mess, friends. I'm kind of watching it. It's a long ways from being a done deal anyway. But we need to be watchful, and talking to our congressmen and senators about, hey, take care of this deal. It sounds like a mess to me.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
A healthier lifestyle doesn't have to mean a more expensive one. A few budget-friendly lifestyle improvements are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 15th, the 288th day of the year. Actress Penny Marshall was born on this day, and I Love Lucy debuted on television on this night in 1951. Every little bit helps when you're trying to lead a healthier lifestyle, but gym memberships and organic food can be expensive. Here are a few budget-friendly alternatives. Get plenty of sleep. People who get less than 7 hours of sleep each night are 3 times more likely to get sick. Trying to lose weight or quit smoking? Check with your church or community organization. Many offer free programs and support group meetings. And healthcare providers often support free screenings or low-cost wellness events. Keep an eye out for those on your local hospital or physician group's event schedule. And there is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 43 degrees ahead of sunrise. Cooler highs around 60 on tap for your Friday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday. Former Kansas football coach David Beatty is no longer part of an NCAA infractions case against the school. The independent organization that investigates such cases notified Beatty last week that an allegation against him had been withdrawn. In 2019, Kansas self-reported violations in the football program. Beatty says he plans to get back to coaching now that the NCAA allegations are behind him. He hasn't worked in football since Kansas fired him in 2018. The two reached a $2.5 million settlement last year in a dispute over his buyout. More on KU, this time hoops. Kansas voted as the preseason favorite to win the Big 12's men's basketball regular season title. That announcement made by the Big 12 conference yesterday. KU has been picked to win the league in 10 of the last 11 seasons. I'm Rick Everett with your Friday Kansas Sports on the Mid-America Network.
High school football Thursday, Falls City Sacred Heart took Diller O'Dell 73-14. Friday games, Marysville entertains Clay Center, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights hosting Jackson Heights, live on FM 95.5. Hanover plays host to Lynn. Frankfort kicks off at Thunder Ridge. Axtell is hosting Wetmore. Washington County home to Clifton Clyde. Centralia's at Linden. Southern at Exeter Milligan Friend.
Friday Night Football. Join KNDY as we broadcast Marysville coming home to take on Clay Center in our Friday feature game, Jackson Heights at Valley Heights. Cape Prep's pregame at 6 o'clock. TVL Roundup starts at 6:30. 6:45 pregame and a 7 o'clock kickoff. Marysville live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and Valley Heights live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. Kansas State comes off the bye week to take on Iowa State with pregame starting at 4:30, and Kansas takes on Texas Tech with pregame starting at 2:30 here on KNDY.
The girls' state tennis tournament, Class 1, 2, 3A, will be Friday and Saturday at Mays South High School. Marysville's Shay Kramer and Grace Schroeder will compete in singles, while the doubles team of Grace Winkler and Caden Spurgeon will take part. Shay Kramer won second, Grace Schroeder sixth in singles at regionals, and Grace Winkler and Caden Spurgeon were fifth in doubles. Marysville girls' tennis team won the NCKL title with 37 points for league meet, ahead of Chapman and Clay Center tied with 32 points each, Abilene, Wamego, and Concordia rounding out the field.
4-H for you, for America, 4-H.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from GNR Pooled Herefords, Blue Valley Insurance Agencies,
and your country, KNDY.
Hi, my name is Zephyr Landolf. I am a member of the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. I am 12 years old, and this is my 7th year in 4-H. This year, I only took pigs to the fair. I took 6 pigs and got champion, intermediate, swine showman, and got champion and reserve overall breeding gill. I also got reserve champion market barrel. I really enjoy the pig project, and I can't wait until next year.
I'm Emily Swab in the Lucky 4-H Club in Clifton. 4-H is fun because I get to spend time with friends, making crafts for the fair, and I can't wait for camp next summer. I even learn how to sew and speak in front of others. If you want to have fun and learn something new, too, then join 4-H. If it's great.
My name is Carson Ring, and I have been in Happy Harvesters 4-H Club for 4 years. I really enjoy showing my pigs this year and was Grand Champion Junior Swine Showmanship. I also took photos and got Reserve Champion on both of my color and black and white photo. 4-H is lots of fun.
My name is Lydia Shum, and I am 8 years old. This is my first year in the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club. I showed flowers, pigs, and different flower arrangements.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from GNR Pooled Herefords, Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, and your country, KNDY.
4-H, for you, for America, 4-H.
KNDY.
Click of the clock, and you're wondering if I'm sleeping.